إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال تعالى: يا الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وأحسن هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكل أمور وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Inshallah, our topic today is going to be the practice of self-purification. That's something that we always have to be doing it. The principle that deals with the question of effectiveness, how we can ensure our tazkiyah, or purification, effort bear the expected fruits, helps us to achieve piety, taqwa, and fulfill our purpose in this dunya, life. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, and Surah Al-Baqarah, number 63, وَإِذَا أَقَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورُ قُذُوهُ مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In the English translation will be here what Allah is telling us from the close to the Arabic translation. And recall when we took your covenant, O children of Israel, to abide the Torah, and we raised it over you, the mount, saying, take what we have given you with determination, and remember what is in it, that perhaps you may become righteous. So in order for us to become muttaqeen, or people with righteous taqwa, that is what is the teaching in that particular ayah. So, this Quran, this ayah, the two Al-Baqarah 63, elaborating on this very theme, our Prophet, beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explained it, the hint in the above verse, by the element of success in the battle of life here and the life that's coming in Akhirah. He called it continuance and persistent. He said, the most beloved deed is hadith to Allah are those who are done continuously, even if it were small. Maybe you do Salatul Layl, 2 rak'ah, and the witr, rather than doing 7 or 8 some days, and some days you don't do. Like even the water, if a water from a pipe coming tip, 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 it has really more purity. But you put one time open and close, and maybe you can do amal, that's good, but Allah loves the one that you continue to do, even if it's small. That's what the hadith is trying to encourage us. And that's Al-Bukhari, which is hey. So short-lived deeds, one-time big achievement are good. But Allah prefers the serious commitment of a good deed and steadfast on them, even if they are small. The issue is quality, not quantity. A commitment reflects sincerity and a strong character. And this, as we know, is two characters that surely can elevate our ranks to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So lifelong commitment makes tazkiyah part of the nature of the faithful. And as it acts, it becomes a common factor for the believer's success in all things that we want to do. So 5 ways of tazkiyah, holy and comprehensive. As explained it before, everything we do or we don't do affects our spiritual development and strength of our faith. So however, there are certain ways that can help us focus on our tazkiyah effort and tremendous increase our odds at transforming ourselves. Here are some suggestions in this particular khutbah, inshallah, we're going to have first. And probably the most important way is the spouse of demeanor of full submission to Allah. You give yourself fully to Allah Azza wa Jal, and then maintain sincerity and humbleness. For sure. Feel in utter need of Allah, that you really desperately need Him. We should recognize that whatever efforts we are making are due to His grace and favor, and should recognize whatever effort we are making. Allah Azza wa Jal says in another ayah, this is 24:21, سورة النور. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكي منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم. May Allah make us those who have to give us the tazkiyah. In the English translation with this nur in the ayah, it says, all you who have believed, do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Whoever follows the footsteps of Satan, indeed, he enjoys immorality and wrongdoing. He will tell you to do wrong things. And if not for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, none of you would have been pure, ever. But Allah purifies whom He wills, and Allah is all hearing. It's very important that we have to really know this favor that we have is from Allah. It's not just something we are doing ourselves. That's why we always give credit, anything good that we do for Allah, and anything wrong to blame ourselves and Satan. Focus on achieving excellency, ihsan, in worship, which we know the hadith the Prophet teach us. When you brain as if Allah, you can see Him. And if you don't see Him, you know that Allah sees you. Salah, for instance, let's take as an example. If we succeed in achieving excellency in it, when you are praying with ihsan, our tazkiyah will be dramatically enhanced. It will improve. And here Allah says in Quran 29:45, it says, سؤال عن كبوت وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. That's the part that we need for the meaning. But the beginning it says, it will tell to Allah, spoke to His Prophet Muhammad, he says, recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book. And the part of Mahal al-Shahid is, establish prayer. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows that which you do. If we always try to do dhikrullah, that is actually what is will give us this tazkiyah and give us more reward, as we know in the explanation of everything we learned in the deen. So by focusing ihsan, when we take the example of the salat, the explanation here was establish salat. Indeed, salat will do for you what? Prohibits immorality and wrongdoing. Thus, when salat is done correctly, tazkiyah is accomplished as well. So the same applies to other types of worship, whether it's the sadaqah you're giving or the Ramadan, the fasting you are fasting, everything else that we are doing. Bear in mind that Allah says, surely Allah is the excellent. It's with excellence. So may Allah make us those who are excellent, because Allah is those with ihsan. And that's Quran 26:29, 60:69. Another example he's going to give us here is also to be people committing to the daily reading and contemplation of the Quran. Kitab Allah wa anzalnak in سات كتاب الله إليك كتاب الله أنزلناه إليك مباركا ليدبر آياته وليتذكر أولي الألباب. In the English translation would be, this is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that they might reflect upon its verses and those of understanding would be reminded. الله أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فادعوا الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة الإجابة. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. It's a very important topic that we really have to always try to do this self-purification all the time. And there's only two ways. People, when you follow your desires and shaitan, you take you the wrong way. And when we follow in Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the message he brings to us, and what Allah is ordering us, we're going to be people who have this important task here. So, continuing on the same topic, commit to daily reading. The last one, when we were talking about how the book was, by reading the Quran, not only reading, but making contemplation and studying what's the meaning of it, trying to reflect on the Quran. A book which has been sent down to you, it's full of blessing that they may be wonder over its verses. You just only read, but you try to contemplate. And that man of understanding may take heed. Allah always gives the critic and talk about people of those who understand, those who are thinking. The rest are not thinking, they're just following for their desires. And that's, as we said, was Quran 28:29. Read it entirely at least once a month. Many of us, including myself, we don't do that. We really have to practice that. If you cannot do it, at least try to read 2 months, once every 2 months. Memorize the verses. Something that most of us are weak, that we don't do, we really have to try to do it. The Sahaba, actually, they were in an older age when they were learning, so that doesn't give you an excuse, where most of us who are really old who not memorize and try to memorize. Maybe not the whole Quran, but at least try to memorize the Quran. So memorize the verses of the surah that were assigned certain verses like Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Mulk. And we know some of them we've been told what to read, like every Friday we have to read Al-Kahf. So do it with the highest level of devotion and reverence and ask Allah to soften your heart with the Quran. Here is another one, is encouragement in this khutbah telling us, engage in dhikr. Allah has remembrance. And the beauty about this part, of our deen, you don't need to have the wudu, you don't have to be whether you're standing or sleeping or on your side or you are in bed. No matter where you are, unless you are in the bathroom and place that's being prohibited, make dhikr Allah. And that is also in Al-Imran. Allah is telling us here, he says, الَّذِينَ يُذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Which English translation would be, who remembers Allah while he is sitting, while he is standing, while he's laying down on his side. These are the three ways that human being is. You are either sitting, or you are laying down, or you are walking, or you are standing up, in other words. So, all this situation, give thought to the creation and the heavens and the earth, and say, they say, our Lord, you did not create this aimlessly. This dunya was not being made for that. Exalted are you above such things, then protect us from the banishment of the fire. May Allah protect us from the punishment of the fire. So, our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to emphasize this particular side, he said in a hadith, he was talking to his companion, shall I not inform you of the best of your actions, the most pure in the sight of your Lord, and one which raises your rank as highest? The person who do more dhikr than you, his rank will be higher than you. That which is better for you than giving gold and silver in charity, and better for you giving in also striving in his path, jihad. The companion's origin, of course, O Messenger of Allah, inform us. He replied, it is the remembrance of Allah. So it's easy, as we're saying, you can always remember while you're driving, while you're in whatever situation that you are, you can make dhikr. For dhikr to have a profound effect on you, commit with, okay, or that you make certain way of worshiping Allah and making the dua. Specify daily sessions at least twice a day. Make up one of your own or use any of the knowledge of the words. It's extremely important, however, that you choose carefully so that the width that you are making is based on authentic hadith. Because there are sometimes something that time people tell us certain way to make dhikr and this and that, which is not the right way. For instance, if I sit in front of you and say after me so many times, SubhanAllah, you keep saying, that's not the way it was. You do it on the right way, where the Prophet teaches us. Otherwise, what you're saying, we can go into bid'ah, and bid'ah, as we know, is not what gives you credit, it actually hammers you. So, authentic hadith is what you try to follow with this dhikr, istighfar, dua, salat upon our Prophet, you make salli for Muhammad sallallahu and learn the various dhikrs the Prophet himself sallallahu, yeah, use it to say in his regular daily affairs. No one will be written among those who remember Allah abundantly without them. The time you make dhikr, Allah give you reward for it. And as we said, if you doing the same, another Muslim, same prayer, same fasting, same this, but you have more dhikr, your rank will be much higher. And in the Jannah, we know there's different levels. Say that which is good as a human being in general. Don't say bad things, try to say good stuff. Speak well of others. Somebody maybe tell you about your friend something bad, try to defend him. There is a Muslim brother. I don't expect Ali or Abdullah or Fatma or Khadija does this thing. Because people like to gossip. And if somebody started, you might even add, well, I thought this and that will give you the bad thing. So always talk about good stuff. And speak other human being or, you know, good. And be silent. Because mostly we like to speak. And that will bring you a problem. And remember the hadith the Prophet teaches, we say, if you promise me you can control your, you know, your two lips and your between two legs, which basically would put us in trouble. The desire that you have another human being to sleep with them is what will put you into trouble. By saying other things, something bad, is what put you into trouble. So if you try to control those and try to avoid. Also avoid disputation. But if you are to allocate a position, there's a discussion that there may be, do it used in a clear proof and watch for your intention. I hear that it was Shafi'i, when he is debating or discussing with somebody, he used to pray and ask that maybe the other person would say the right thing. We are opposite, we want to say the other. Somebody's talking, we don't even wait. We try to be ready what we have to say back to them. So guard also your gaze. We're allowed in Islam when you see something, the opposite sex, the first sight is not against you. But if you try to keep looking like it's been done by the non-Muslims, and actually virtually even us, we do that, sometimes it will cause you into them. So you have to guard and look down. And become a person of taqwa. Serve Allah, your creator. Honor your parents and the kingfolks, people who are relatives. Treat others, Muslim and non-Muslim, with respect. Cultivate compassion for the environment and Allah's creation. Tazkiyah cannot be limited to specific ritual. People are all different. Human beings, we have different way of habit, different way of things. What works for one may not work for another. So our focus, therefore, should not be on what needs to do, rather it should be on how to maximize our chances of tazkiyah in everything we do. Some scholars have written excellent treatises and papers and on this subject, written by Al-Ghazali, 505 Al-Hijra. Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, that's also 751 after the Hijra. Ahmad Zaruq, among others, and many, many, many others. So try to find out topics that that's telling us and teaching us about Tazkiyah. As an obligation about all Muslims, Tazkiyah's objective is to help them individually and as a community realize servitude to Allah, the Lord, and achieve success in all of their affairs. That's what those good Muslims will do. The principles outlined by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for understanding and practicing tazkiyah are as valid today as they were for the first Muslim community. So, if we, the Muslim of today, can master the courage and the commitment the first generation Muslims managed to give to these principles, they will produce for us the transformation and the development and the success that we, the Muslims, this day is desperately in need. If you see, our situation is really not good. And the reason is because we really need to purify ourselves, follow this deen, follow Muhammad, rather than following what Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rather than what other people come up with. I'm going to try to have borrow maybe a few more minutes to talk another topic that we basically talk about, how our situation is bad, how can we strengthen for the few minutes that's left. The first part will be, inshallah, in other words, how can we defend Islam? How can we make Islam the bad situation that we are and make it a better situation? The first, one of the points I would like to mention, which is the most important, one of the most important, the strength of faith. The most important type of strength is the strength of faith. The strength of aqeedah. Faith is the basis and the cornerstone of the Muslim character. The Muslim community and the Muslim ummah. That's what we desperately need. And any defect or weakness in the faith will no doubt have a negative impact and effect on the whole structure. That's basically what we are going through as a ummah or as individuals. This is why the early revelation of the Quran focuses on faith. And this is why Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concentrated his efforts at the early stage of the message towards faith, tawheed. Wallahi, when you know the tawheed sincerely and you follow it, you're not afraid of anybody except Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when faith fills the heart and touches the spirit, it inflames our desire to do righteous deeds and oppose all evil inclinations, which of course gives you Jannah, inshallah. The next point will be the strength of the unity, which is the number one the ummah is really suffering these days, whether it's an individual country or a Muslim in general. The strength of unity can be realized by love and brotherhood among the Muslims everywhere. Unity is the bond that should bring all of us together. We should be like a strong, solid structure that withstands all attempts of disunity and fragmented us. And tell us in the Quran, and hold fast all together by the rope which Allah stretches out to you, and be not divided. We're doing the opposite. We've been divided. We're not uniting. This is the ayah where Allah is really teaching us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. So in order to come up out of this bad situation, that's what we need to do. We're also told, fall into no dispute. We like to dispute and argue unnecessarily. Lest your heart and your power depart. There's actually a hadith that the Prophet teaches. He said, when you are disputing with somebody, even if you're right, if you leave it for the sake of not to dispute, Allah's Prophet Muhammad, Prophet ﷺ promised that Allah is going to build you a qasr in Jannah. And then many other points, like strengthening of the knowledge. See, there's something very emphasized in Islam, to be knowledge. Knowledge of dunya and knowledge of the Quran. And the power of wealth. They are abusing so much people, especially the countries that have the real money. If they give the right, the way sadaqah and zakah and everything is supposed to be, forget Muslim, even the non-Muslim will never have been somebody who's been starving and needs any of that situation. So we really need to follow more about our deen in order for us to make Allah make us successful, inshallah. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لي دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لآخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لي لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن علم لا ينفع اللهم نسألك الجنة ونستجير بك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك من الجنة ونستجير بك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونستجير بك من النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفروني ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله